betting odds, line movement, futures, and more. It's everything you need to know about sports betting. It's The Money Line with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
Have ever gone through a kitchen renovation and did the whole bit about, you know, buying new appliances? The day those appliances come, mwah. By the way, I appreciate the guys from Bob Miller's who spent like 4 hours at my house trying to install a dishwasher. Oh, it's another, my house is just a problem. It wasn't these guys. These guys did great. My house is a renovation nightmare. Anyway, I'm feeling good about it at least. I have a stove again, so that's always good. Hi, and welcome to The Money Line. I am Jim. Today, a big flyaway day for Major League Baseball for the uninitiated, of course. First of all, why are you betting on baseball if you don't know what a flyaway day is? Second, a flyaway day is where a lot of baseball games happen during the day because teams are going to be traveling to another city to start a new series, and it gives teams a couple extra hours, maybe even like a full day to get to where they need to, deal with any delays, things like that. So all I know is that I'm really going to have to stretch things out tonight. Yes, I know that there's still NBA and NHL action, the Masters to get to, but, you know, you can only go so far with those, all right? You can only go with what the schedule gives you. Maybe get into prop bets, but eh. Some of those prop bets are just, why waste your time? It gives me a chance, though, to not only talk about things that I might not be able to talk about. You know, I do only have 22 minutes plus 8 minutes of spots. But it also lets me sound a little more like a degenerate. I will tell you about some other things to bet on tonight. If you feel like it, and if you do, no judgment coming from me. I'm the one putting the ideas in your head. Blame me. Blame me when the bank comes a-calling, okay? I will say, though, I was a little disappointed to see that marble racing fell out of our collective mind so quickly. Remember when everything stopped a year ago? What was there for us? That's right, marble racing. Even now, as we're starting to turn the corner on the pandemic, marble racing still sounds like something that should be filling up airtime on ESPN News. It'd certainly be better than repeats of Get Up. It would actually be better than live episodes of Get Up, but that's a different story for a different time. So since I found that I was going to be a little light for content tonight, I went to the marble racing well. And I was disappointed. No, it hasn't gone away. The most famous of the marble racing circuits, Jelly's Marble Runs, promising a marble league for, quote, sometime in 2021. Marble League 2021 will be, get ready for this, the sixth edition of the Marble League. Unfortunately, sometime in 2021 does not mean right now in 2021 on flyaway days for baseball. Oh, well. So, had to dig a little deeper. I decided to look for another one of the old reliables from the pandemic. I went to the American Cornhole League. This actually does have something coming up, believe it or not. The ACL Bag Brawl is happening. Where else? Vegas. Of course it's Vegas. April 30th through May 2nd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort. That's right. You can join the American Cornhole League right now and register to compete in an event at the end of the month. This isn't like getting your PGA Tour card or, you know, working your way up, you know, up from being the last guy on the bench to starting or anything like that. You know, all that could take years. Nope. You just got to have an email address and probably a credit card. Now, April 30th through May 2nd, that's still a long way away still, okay? I also can't give you any odds on the bag brawl right now because... Why would there be odds about that? At least now. So, you know, what would I also do during the flyaway day that will inevitably question, you know, without question will fall during that week? But I do promise, ACL bag brawl odds coming sometime around the end of the month, okay? When we get closer. Hell, DraftKings is a sponsor. They've got to be throwing some odds out there for it, right? I'll get to the NBA, the NHL, the few games remaining on the schedule for Major League Baseball today. Seriously, it's like, I think there's two left. two that haven't started, I don't know. Or at least early enough to where you can get some live bets in. I don't know. The latest Masters odds, that those came out today. Jordan Spieth just flying all over the board. He's up, he drops, he climbs back up. And something that will really make me sound like a degenerate gambler. I'll give you a hint. It's one of those annual rites of spring, and it's happening this weekend. Think about it, okay? Also, lock of the night coming up. Sorry about last night. It's all to come. Get comfy, fire up your favorite betting app, get ready to play the numbers. You're listening to The Money Line on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
It's The Money Line with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
As I was putting the show together tonight, I figured out that it was easier to give the baseball games that are happening tonight, to give those to you first, and to give you the results of the games that already happened or are pretty much finishing up. So, let's get to the ones that are actually happening tonight. Baltimore wrapping up their series against the Yankees. That game, like I said, already in progress. The score of that game, by the way, is no score in the bottom of the second. So, there you go. Chance to do some live betting there. John Means started for Baltimore. Jameson Taillon for the Yankees. Means is 0-1. Not 0-1. 1-0 for the Orioles, while Taillon makes not only his first start for the Yankees, but his first start since the 2019 season. He's been out since surgery to repair a flexor tendon as well as a UCL tendon. Ugh. UCL ligament, sorry. That's what the L in UCL means. He was traded to the Yankees in the offseason for a bunch of prospects that nobody's ever going to hear of again. With that in mind, taking the over does not sound like a bad plan. The run line is 9 for this one, which, you know, it's Baltimore, first of all. And then, you know, it's a guy who hasn't pitched in the better part of a year and a half. So, 9 seems really attainable. All right. Arizona's at Colorado. Plus 101 on the money line for Arizona. That's a pretty nice value as a slight road dog at Coors Field. I like those high variance situations. Playing at this altitude in this park, it's about as high variance as it gets. It's going to be 50 degrees in Denver tonight. Winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour blowing in from center field. That wind alone at Coors Field plays havoc with a baseball. Plus, Madison Bumgarner goes for Arizona tonight. Bumgarner's still so good at the plate. Like, he can hit for power. He can give you, you know, a hit and run. He can give you, you know, a double into the gap. He can do it all with a bat. And he's a pitcher. It's like the Diamondbacks get to play with a DH tonight, while Colorado doesn't. Take Arizona straight up. And that's it for baseball tonight. Those are the two remaining games. Seriously, everything else is either wrapping up within, you know, maybe like the next couple of innings, or has been wrapped up for hours. Some of the games still that started earlier still going on. Bottom of the 10th, tied between the Dodgers and A's, tied at 3. The Phillies beating the Mets in the bottom of the 7th, 8-2. Mariners over the White Sox right now in the top of the 7th, 8-4. Giants and Padres tied at 2 in heading into the bottom of the 9th. Bottom of the 9th, Cardinals at Miami, they're leading 7-0. No score, like I said, between the Orioles and the Yankees. Earlier today, Braves beat the Nationals in the first game of their doubleheader. Remember, 7 innings in a doubleheader game. Yay. Love that rule. The Reds get a home win over the Pirates, 11-4 today. The Indians beat the Royals, 4-2. Twins over the Tigers, 3-2. Red Sox over the Rays, 9-2. Rangers over the Blue Jays, 2-1. Brewers beat the Cubs in 10 innings, 4-2. And the second game of the doubleheader. Braves 2, Nationals nothing. Final. All right. So there's baseball today. If you were smart enough to put some money down earlier, there you go. Turning to the NBA, where unless it's a holiday or a weekend, no day games. Nine games on the schedule tonight. Minnesota, a 2-point underdog at Indiana. The Pacers like playing down to their opponent's level. I've noticed that. Against Miami back on March 31st, they lost by just 5. Miami's got better talent than Indiana right now, especially with the Pacers missing Domantas Sabonis. Been dealing with a bunch of other little injuries to guys to where they can keep playing, but it still obviously affects them. Things like that. When they played Charlotte on April 2nd, they lost by 17. On April 3rd, they beat the Spurs by 6. Spurs are still in the hunt for a playoff spot out west, which that alone is a tough road to travel. Especially with, like, I can't name a guy on the Spurs right now. Like, not off the top of my head. Can't do it. And then they lost last night to the Bulls by 16. It's been their problem all year. Against good teams, they put up a fight. Against mediocre to bad teams, no drive whatsoever. They're also on the back end of a back-to-back where they're 16-30 this season. Also, if you do the math and, you know, listen to the dates that I just gave you on the games that they played, tonight's their fifth game in a week. The NBA has been insane with their scheduling. Washington is at Orlando. Orlando, a 3.5-point home dog. Against the spread, Orlando actually decent. 26-23-1 this season against the spread. Orlando. New York, a 3-point road dog at Boston. The Knicks and Celtics are tied for 7th in the East. Knicks have just had some bad losses lately. Just some heartbreaking, you know, like losing by a point, losing by 2 points, things like that. And, of course, sandwiched in there is a 44-point win against Detroit. So, you know, whatever. Against the spread on the road, they're 16-11. Not bad. A lot of simulations, though. I saw this in the information that I was given. A lot of simulations giving the edge to the Celtics. Not by much. You know, maybe you know, like 55% to 45%, but still, could be tricky for you. New Orleans is at Brooklyn tonight. Brooklyn, a 9-point favorite at home. No James Harden for Brooklyn? That's fine. Kevin Durant is back. Take out one MVP, plug in another. The Pelicans are still without Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, which means the Nets can focus on Zion Williamson. That said, Zion averages almost 31 points per game on the second night of a back-to-back. He's played in 7 of those 9 games for New Orleans this year. There's some value to New Orleans on a money line bet tonight, too. They're setting at plus 320. Real value there. I like that. I like that bet, actually. I like that a lot. Memphis is at Atlanta. Almost at Orlando for some reason. I don't know why. Memphis at Atlanta. Atlanta's the favorite. 2.5 points there. The Hawks and Grizzlies are meeting tonight on a back-to-back scenario for both teams. Memphis coming in after a big win Tuesday over the Heat, extending their win streak to 3 games, shooting a 55% carry the Grizzlies. That's pretty darn good. Look for the Memphis shooting, though, to downgrade as the undermanned Hawks outplay the Grizzlies for another win. Dallas is at Houston. Houston, a 10-point home dog. Take a look at going under 223.5. Houston's, like I said, been playing well ever since they came out of that, you know, 18,000-game losing streak. So, Houston can cover 10 points against Dallas, I think. Charlotte's at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, a 5-point underdog there. It's apparent that the Thunder are just closing out their season thinking of the future. Key players are out. Limits their roster over their last 3 games. They've lost by an average of 36 points. Still, the Hornets have had trouble with consistency, and as of late, they're also on their 5th straight road game. Grab the home underdog. Oklahoma City there. San Antonio at Denver. San Antonio sitting at plus 230 there. Denver's on the second game of a back-to-back, but they didn't have to travel. Played Detroit last night at home. Still, there's some decent value to San Antonio at plus 230. San Antonio also had rest last night too. They didn't play last night, so that could definitely be a factor for San Antonio. That could be driving up that value right there. Utah at Phoenix, probably one of the best games of the night, quite honestly. One of the most important regular season games remaining in the Western Conference. The Suns looking to catch the Jazz for the best record in the West. Jazz had their 9-game winning streak snapped by Dallas on Monday, while the Suns entered this matchup having won 6 straight. Last time these teams met, Phoenix posted an 11-point victory in Utah. The Suns have home court advantage for the rematch, which is big when you consider that they're 17-9 against the spread at home. Also, they're 12-2 against the spread against teams that have won at least 55% of their games. Jazz are only 7-6 in the same scenario. Give me the points. Give me the points there. Could be a big win for Phoenix there. Phoenix, the 2-point underdog at home. Wow. NHL schedule tonight features wacky Canadian teams playing in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Why? Somebody want to explain that one to me? Why are the NHL games doing home, like, afternoon games on a Wednesday? Oilers and Senators, Edmonton at Ottawa. Oilers are leading 3-2, 5.5 minutes left in the third period there. Montreal's at Toronto. Montreal's the underdog here. Toronto, -145 on the goal line. Habs number one netminder Carey Price isn't available for this one, and neither are Brendan Gallagher and Joel Armia for Montreal, their top two forwards. Gallagher just broke his thumb. Armia has finally come out of COVID protocols, but needs to get back into shape before playing. Leafs are pretty healthy and should have Red Hot Jack Campbell. That should be his nickname right there. Red Hot Jack Campbell. 9-0-0. 1.5 goals against average in net. That money line number should really be bigger, shouldn't it? Montreal missing two of their big guys and a red hot goalie on the other side facing them. What's going on? Vegas at St. Louis. Vegas -145 on the money line. The Blues are on a 7-game losing streak. Vegas just doesn't help them break that tonight. So there you go. Colorado's at Minnesota. Colorado takes their 5-game winning streak to the Twin Cities tonight. They're 5-2 against the Wild this year and 23-8 when Philip Grubauer is in net. Colorado's favored on the money line at -185. There you go. Arizona at Los Angeles. The Kings at -120 on the goal line. The Kings and Coyotes have split 4 meetings this season, each team winning both games on the road. Arizona's won 2 straight against the Kings, despite getting outshot 80-56 combined. Coyotes scored 3 power play goals in their last game. They're going to be playing their 3rd game in 3 nights and 4th game in 5 days. Speaking of crazy schedules, Kings are ranked number 10 in faceoff win percentage, while Arizona is ranked number 24. Finally, Arizona's ranked dead last in shot differential. -192 in shot differential. My God. I love LA in that matchup right there. I'll give you the last lines on the Masters before the first round tees off tomorrow. Also, that other thing that happens in the spring that's also happening this weekend. You figured it out yet? You figured out what it could be? Okay.
Now, back to The Money Line with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
The Masters teeing off tomorrow. Dustin Johnson still the presumptive favorite at 9-1 odds. He's been pretty consistent in that spot all week. 9-1 pretty much all through the week, I've noticed. DJ teeing off at around 10:30 tomorrow morning. Jordan Spieth running at 10-1 now. Spieth is in the last group to tee off tomorrow, if that means something to you. If it does, then the more you know, I guess. Justin Thomas also at 10-1. Bryson DeChambeau at 11-1 and John Rahm at 12-1. Those 5 running pretty darn close. I also know one thing about one guy here. I know that people get really annoyed at this guy because, let's face it, he's kind of a turd. Patrick Reed at 28-1, though. Turd or not, that's worth a Lincoln or a Hamilton to me. Like, I'm not throwing a ton of money at him. I'll throw a little money at it. Got a, you know, a little bit. Why not? Rory McIlroy's at 14-1 odds. Saw this on sportsline.com. A lot of they do like tons of simulations for golf tournaments, and they've got a model where they go through like 10,000 simulations, just running it through the computer. And a bunch of those simulations are putting him in the top five. Sure, they're just projections, but maybe there's something to, you know, close to 10,000 simulations saying a guy is going to do well this weekend. Maybe. All right, now it's time for that other thing that happens in the spring that's also happening this weekend. All right? You know what I'm talking about. That's right. I'm talking about WrestleMania. Two nights of scripted outcomes that are kept in a lockbox in a vault inside a volcano at the bottom of the ocean. Now, these odds and predictions are from Bleacher Report, okay? Just straight up from Bleacher Report. That's where I got them. I'm just repeating information here. I don't know a damn thing about the WWE now. It's probably been easily 10 years since I've watched an episode of Raw or SmackDown. Never seen an episode of NXT. I know it exists. I know this stuff exists, but I just don't watch it. So, you know, there you go. Also, since it's none of my information, you know, if I say, you know, if something gets said that makes you bet one way on a WrestleMania match, you have no one to blame but yourself, okay? Two nights, of course. On the first night of WrestleMania, Bleacher Report just gave to me WWE Championship match between Drew McIntyre at minus 175 versus Bobby Lashley at plus 125. They're predicting McIntyre to win there. SmackDown, the Women's Championship match. Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. They're picking Belair to win that. Minus 275 on the money line. Sasha Banks at plus 225. The Raw Tag Team Championship match. The New Day, plus 188 versus AJ Styles and Omos. Minus 275. They're picking Styles and Omos. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. I know who half of those people are. I've kind of heard of Bad Bunny, though. Okay, was that three-fourths? They're picking Priest and Bunny to win that. Steel cage match between Braun Strowman at minus 450 versus Shane McMahon at plus 275. Shane McMahon still doing steel cage matches? He's 50. That man's not going to be happy until he's been killed in a steel cage match. They're picking Shane McMahon, too. Bleacher Report picking Shane McMahon. So, you know, as he dies, he picks up the win over Braun Strowman. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins. Minus 250 for Cesaro. Seth Rollins at plus 175. Cesaro getting the predicted win there. Tag team turmoil between the Riot Squad, Lana and Naomi, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose, and Natalya and Tamina Snuka, that is. Just like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. They're predicting Natalya and Snuka to win. Again. All that stuff, I think I just spoke Greek in some of it. So I'm merely reading something to you from Bleacher Report. Yell at them if you lose. On to night two. Triple threat match for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns plus 175 versus Daniel Bryan plus 225 versus Edge. Even money. Edge is still wrestling? Heck, Daniel Bryan is still wrestling. I thought he retired, you know, because of, like, his neck was snapped in, like, 85 different places. You're picking Daniel Bryan to win. Raw Women's Championship match, Asuka plus 25 versus Rhea Ripley at minus 333. Ripley getting the predicted win there. Randy Orton versus The Fiend. They're picking The Fiend there at minus 1800. The Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship, Big E versus Apollo Crews. That sounds a little tone deaf. Like, I might be being sensitive here, but That sounds a little tone deaf to me. Big E, the favorite at minus 175. They're picking Cruz, though, at 125 on the money line. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Zayn predicted to win there on plus 200. The U.S. Championship match. Riddle versus Sheamus. Sheamus is still wrestling, for God's sake. Are they that devoid of talent? Riddle's at even money. They're picking him to win. Women's tag team match. The women's tag team championship match. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus, the winner of that tag team turmoil match from night one. They're picking Natalya and Tamina Snuka to win that. To win both of those, actually. So there you go. Both nights WrestleMania. They're streaming live on Peacock at 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday nights. Like I said, I haven't watched WWE in quite some time. And yet some of those names are still familiar to me. Like, Sheamus. Seriously, Sheamus is still a working wrestler. Let's do the lock of the night real quick, too. You know I like value picks, and even though last night stunk up the joint, I'm still a sucker for value picks. And there is, like I said, a lot of value to the Pelicans and the Spurs on the money line tonight. Pays out 12 times on a parlay. Just those two, 12 times on a parlay. A double-digit multiplier will always turn my head and at least make me sit up. 12 times is better than some four-leg parlays I've won on. There you go. That's it. That'll do it for me tonight. Back at it again tomorrow night, 7 p.m., looking ahead to tomorrow's games, I might need to find some more wrestling odds. Maybe some esports or something else I know absolutely nothing about. Baseball's doing me dirty again. Every game except two of them are in the afternoon. I hate Rob Manfred. I hate Rob Manfred as much as he hates baseball. Who else signs off on a schedule like that? Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Moneyline with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Catch the podcast at WSBTradio.com.